Okay, well, let's say a couple more seconds. But anyway, good morning again. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your host this morning. And I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. What a day it is. We thank God for waking us up today and starting us along our way, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. It's the little things we call little things, but praise God, to him all things matter. We thank him. Okay, yeah, we starting off a little slow this morning. 8:01. I know others are coming. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and present our first prayer lead this morning. Welcome back, Sister Rachel. It is so good to have you this morning. Wait a minute. You didn't sign in as a host, but I mean a prayer lead, but it's okay. I'm muted. Yeah. You can. Okay.
My apologies. Yeah.
That's okay. Okay, hon. The line is yours. Have your way.
Praise God. Such a blessing to be here with you again this morning, brothers and sisters. I'm actually dialing in from Pensacola, Florida. I'm here in Florida with friends and family and to do a wedding. So we've had a wonderful week of celebration. And I praise and thank God for that and for the opportunity to be back with my Baca family to pray. And as I was preparing this morning, the scripture Pastor Lenora gave to me, it brought back to my remembrance a prophetic word the Lord gave me at the beginning of this year. Every year for the new year, I fast and pray the first 2 days of the year, and I ask the Lord, you know, what his will is or what's on his heart for the new year. And what he gave to me this year was the words orderly fulfillment. So it is the desire of our Heavenly Father to fulfill all the promises he wrote over our lives. The scripture says that there are volumes of chapters, books, volumes of books, of plans and purpose that the Lord has wrote over our lives before he ever even placed us in our mother's womb. And the scripture Pastor Lenora gave me is out of the book of Hosea. It's chapter 10, and it's verses 11 and 12. And I'm going to read them to us from the Passion Translation. I love the Passion Translation because I feel it best communicates the heart of our Heavenly Father. And I'm always after our Father's heart. So let's read that. It says, Yahweh says, Ephraim once was obedient, like a well-trained cow that loved to thresh the grain. Seeing her fair neck, I thought I would put Ephraim in the yoke. Judah will have to plow. Jacob must level the soil. Verse 12 says, sow seeds of righteousness for yourselves, and you will reap a harvest of God's unending love. Break up the hard, fallow ground of your heart, for it is time to seek Yahweh's favor until he comes to pour out his righteousness on you like falling rain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we hear your heart. We know, Lord Jesus, that it is your will to pour out your favor upon us like falling rain. Lord God, we ask that you would give us, Lord Jesus, the steps of orderly fulfillment. We pray, Heavenly Father, you promised that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And Lord, we want your will to come to pass in our lives. We want you to get the fullness of purpose out of our lives, Lord Jesus. So this morning we pray, Father God, that you would break up, till the soil of our souls. Lord, we pray that you would till the soil of our souls, our minds, our wills, and our emotions. We pray, Father God, that you would break up that ground and water it with your love. We pray, Lord Jesus, that as your love pours out over us, we become good ground, great ground, that yields a harvest 100-fold. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would order our steps, that you would order our thoughts, Father God, that you would break up our wills, Father God, and call our emotions under, Father God, the righteousness of you.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that we would come into alignment with your will in your way. Lord God, we pray that you would order us with your yoke. Father God, you said, Lord Jesus, in your word, that as we do in the scripture we just read, that we would find righteousness, right standing with you, that we would be in order, and that we would be in alignment, and that we would see your favor overflow, not only in our lives, Father God, but in the lives of those around us. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we come under your yoke, Lord Jesus, that you would see the fullness of your plans and purposes in our lives. It is our desire, Heavenly Father, to not only be surrendered to you, Lord Jesus, but also to be submitted. Father God, we submit ourselves to your yoke in the name of Jesus. We come under the authority of you, Christ Jesus, and as we do, Father God, you make us strong. You make us prosperous. You make us fruitful. You make us, Father God, under your favor, like falling rain. May it wash over us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are a God of order. You are a good, good Father. And good fathers pour out good gifts, but they also chasten those they love. And we thank you for the beautiful balance that we find in you. We thank you, Father God, for how you train us, how you chasten us, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you for orderly fulfillment, Father God. Not our will, not our way, Lord Jesus, but your will, your way. We know your way is better. Your will is best. Lord, we don't want to settle for good. We want your greatness in our lives. We know, Lord Jesus, our leadership has taught us that greatness is not a rank, but just the fulfillment of you. And that is what we want to see in our lives. And we thank you and praise you for it. We thank you, Lord God, that you're giving us open minds and soft hearts to receive, Father God, your downloads, your blueprints, your plans, your purposes, your will in our lives. The apostle said it best. He said, it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ who lives through me. And Lord Jesus, as we see you evident all through the Old Testament, it is our desire to live in the fullness of you, the revelation of Jesus Christ living through us continuously as we walk out our days. And we thank you and praise you for it. It is the purpose of our lives, to be well-loved and to emulate your love. And the only way we can do that, Lord God, is under your yoke, under your authority, under your order. So we welcome it into our lives. We thank you and praise you for it, God. We don't want to be rebellious children who act out of order. We want to be mature, spirit-filled vessels that are pouring out the love and life of Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we've learned to love your discipline. We've learned to love your order. We've learned to love the fullness and the fruitfulness that we receive from it, the favor that we walk in because of it. We thank you and praise you for it. We thank you and praise you for the way that you still our hearts, order our thoughts, order our steps. Lord, we love your yoke, dare we say. Our lives, Father God, were continuous, futile attempts of success, Father God, and accomplishment and stature in our own ways, and it has never amounted to much, Lord Jesus. But the moment that we surrender and submit our lives, our will, our time, our talent, and our treasure, we live in overflow and abundance. It seems so simple, Lord God, but it's not. So we pray and we ask you to continuously renew our minds, continuously soften our hearts, continuously till the soul, the soil of our souls, Lord Jesus, so that we are good, good ground for you, so that you would continuously reign supreme in our lives and that our lives would be fruitful harvests of you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you continuously make us more into the image of you. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus. It's not by our strength. It's not by our might. It's only by the power of your Holy Spirit in us. So, Lord, this morning we pray for a fresh indwelling. Lord, we pray that you would empty us of ourselves, that you would pour into us, Father God, a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit, fresh oil, fresh fire, a fresh and complete filling, Lord Jesus. So as we go about our days, as we go about our task, Lord God, whatever it is that we have to do, work, travel, minister, help, serve, lead, whatever it be, Lord God, that we're doing it out of the overflow of abundance of you in us. That everywhere we go, every person we encounter, every situation and scenario that we walk into, we bring the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. That we are so full of you that the overflow sweeps others up in the favor of your presence, in your righteousness, in the things that that scripture talks about. God, we pray that our lives are in such order that people see us under the yoke of you, Lord Jesus, walking in the fullness of your righteousness, that they desire it too. I thank you and praise you for every time someone asks me, what is it about you? And I get the opportunity to say, it's you, Lord Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus. Let me tell you about a man that will transform your life. Let me tell you about a God that will change everything in your life. Lord, we pray for more divine encounters. We pray for the discipline and the energy to till the grounds that you have given us, to work the fields that you have given us, to shine in righteousness, Lord God, as we do that and we bring forth a great harvest. Lord, I pray for every heart that has been hurt in the process, for every time that we've been knocked down in failure. Father God, for every time that you've had to reorder and realign us. Lord, you were giving me that this morning as you were ministering to me about our individual ministries, Lord Jesus, our assignments, Lord God, where we struggle, Father God, where we are hesitant, where we're trepidatious, where we feel, Father God, afraid. Let's just call it out, to try again. Or to try or to step into what you have positioned us for, what you have purposed us for. I bind that. I bind fear in the name of Jesus. It's not of God. I rebuke it and I replace it. I cast it back to the pits of hell. I replace it with full faith. Any area of any heart that is suffering in fear, I replace it with faith in the name of Jesus, with the energy and the ability and the clarity to try or do what God has called and purposed us to do. In the name of Jesus, I decree that over us. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you give us clarity and revelation, that you give us order and direction, and then you give us the ability to walk it out. I decree that over us, Lord God. It is our heart's desire to love and serve and obey you, Lord Jesus, to walk in the fullness of purpose, but we cannot do it without you. It is impossible in our humanity. So, Father God, we call our humanity under your authority, just like in Hosea the scripture says about your yoke. Your yoke is your authority. We call ourselves under your authority. We submit ourselves to you, Lord Jesus. You are God. You are sovereign. You reign supreme. Your way is best. We profess with our mouths, but with our minds and our hearts, that we give ourselves over to you and we receive, Lord Jesus, your order, your alignment, your yoke. And we know that we will be blessed and highly favored under it. And we thank you and praise you for it. Father God, I just pray healing over every area that needs it, order and restoration over every area that needs it. Lord God, we know in the scripture that's what you're talking about. And God, I pray that you would raise us up free, victorious, ready, empowered, and equipped to walk out your plans and purpose. We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So it's such a blessing to pray with you all again this morning. So good to be back in the peace and presence and in unity and prayer with my brothers and sisters. And with that, I bless you all as we go about our day, and I turn it back over to our host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rachel. God bless you. It was a treat to hear you this morning. We've been praying for you. So many have
thank
asked
you.
About so we just thank God for you. All right. Well, enjoy your the wedding, and God bless you, and we will hear from you soon.
Amen. Bless you all.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning, y'all. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We give God glory and honor for another day. Today is Tuesday. And we thanking God, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. His mercies are renewed every morning. Okay, since it is 8:16, I won't go any further. I will introduce our very own Sister Mildred, who is up next, and she will take me to the throne. Sister Mildred, it is in your hands.
Thank you. My prayer is God's requirements. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we bless you on this morning. We give you honor and praise. Father, we seek you this morning. We glorify you this morning, God, and we trust you, Father. Father, you have laid down your laws to us. You have given us your laws and your words, and you've given us your love. And we bless you for it this morning, oh God. We bless you for giving us requirements. We bless you for giving us words and ways to just serve you and seek you, Father. Father, we come before you acknowledging our needs for our lives, oh God. We acknowledge your guidance and your strength. We know that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Help us to align our will with your will and to discern your will for our lives. And give us the courage to walk in the path of righteousness, oh God. We need wisdom to make wise choices and the discernment to recognize your guidance in every situation. We pray for strength to overcome challenges, to live a life that is pleasing to you, Father. Help us to be obedient to your will and your word. Father, we take delight in you. Father, you are the source of our purpose and you provide for our needs. Help us, Father. Help us to understand and line up with your requirements for our lives, oh God. Father, it is necessary for us to come to you in prayer and to read your word for your revelation, for your wisdom and your provision. Father, we see that faith need works, Father, and together they're both needed. Father, we love you and we bless you this morning. We acknowledge your sovereignty and your dependence on your grace. We desire to live in a life that is pleasing to you, O God. Father, we bless you and we praise you and we lift you up on this morning. Father, we know that you are requires obedience, oh God. You require faith, Father. You require our love and love for others. We surrender our desires and our ways to you on this morning. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may be a vessel of your love and grace, not only to ourselves, but to others, Father. Father, we're seeking you first on this morning. We seek you first. We seek you first, oh God. We must seek you first because seeking you, Father, seek and we shall find, Father, and we trust you and we love you. You are perfectly made, Father. You're faithful in everything that you do. You are our rock. Your works are perfect and all things you do are just. And we bless you this morning. Father, we could spend our whole life trying to understand your love, and we will never come to an end of our discovery because your love is boundless. And we thank you for your purpose in our lives, Father. We thank you for fulfilling our lives and for wanting to fill our lives. We open our hearts to you on this morning. Father, not only to you, but to your will and to your requirements, oh God, to be obedient, to love one another, to be merciful, oh God. Father, we know that your requirements is to fulfill our purpose, oh God, and by the power of your Holy Spirit this morning and the work inside of us. Father, your word is clear on what you want to and what you require from us, for us, and of us. And Father, we bless your holy name on this morning. We ask that you humble our hearts on this morning. We ask that you humble our hearts as not only we seek your word, but that we seek your will, God. We ask that you keep us, keep our mind. God, your love is for us is greater, deeper, higher, and better than what we can ever experience or hope for, Father. We need you and we praise you this morning. You are the bridegroom and we are your bride. You require us to be saved from sin and to experience an eternal life with you. Father, you require us to have a personal relationship with you, build trust through you, O God, trusting you and loving you. And we bless you and praise you for your will and your purpose for our life. We bless you and praise you for the desires that you have for our lives, O God. And we give you honor on this morning. Father, you require us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humble with you. Father, teach us to remember the mercy we have received so we can extend it to others. We lift up people who've been chased from their homes due to violence. We lift up people who've been chased from their homes due to violence and famine and persecution around the world, around the city, different wars that's taken place. This is your required that we pray for others, love others, oh God. We pray for your presence and your comfort on those who receive hate or cruelty, victims of sexual and other assaults, the hungry in our communities. We pray for the homeless this morning, those that are suffering with mental illness with no access to care. We pray for the veterans who still struggle with war, even though they sit at home, their minds still struggle with war, oh God. We pray for your people on this morning, oh God. These are your requirements, God. We lift you up and we give you praise on this morning because you are holy and there is none like you, Father. Father, we seek your love and kindness, not only for ourselves, but for all people. Father, we pray for strength and endurance on this morning. Your power is made perfect in our weakness and your grace is sufficient for us. Father, allow us to experience the depth of your grace in every area of our lives. We pray this morning, anywhere or everywhere we feel weak, inadequate, or insufficient, the power of your spirit be made complete in us. We thank you where we lack because you are more than enough. You are our strength and our shield, O God. Father, you have revealed yourself in many ways. Your word, O God, is not hidden from us. Your requirements, your wants, or your desires, you have revealed them to us, O God. Father, we pray this morning that you humble our hearts as we seek you this morning, God. Humble our hearts as we lift you up this morning. Humble our hearts as we give you praise. Our God, whose mercy is new every morning. God, exalt the humble and resist the proud. Let us be gentle and humble in heart, O God. It is you, O God, that we trust. This is your way and your will, O God. You are a perfect God, and we humble our hearts before you, O God. We humble our heart as honest. We give pray that as you humble our heart into honesty, humble our heart into respect one for another and others. Humble our heart to open and to grow in your will, to grow in your word. We bless you and we praise you on this morning, O God, for there is none like you, Father. Father, you mean what you say and you say what you mean, even in your word. And we seek you this morning. We're grateful. We are grateful knowing that we can depend and rely on you. How thankful we are knowing that you are our protector and our gatekeeper. Thanks be to our God who causes us to triumph. Thanks be to our God that give us victory over health. Thanks be to our God that give us victory. Give us victory in our mind, O God. We bless you and we praise you this morning. We thank you this morning for knowing faith has no bounds, O God. We thank you for knowing that our faith is built on you and your word. And we thank you for knowing that our faith is even built on what you require of us, O God. Father, give us the confidence in your promises to take away anything that's troubling, anything that's troubling our path with you, O God. We bless you and we praise you this morning, Father. Father, we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory, but we pray this morning that you strengthen us, build us, O God, build our heart and humble our heart, God, that we obey your rules and your laws and your requirements for our life. Let your divine will come alive in our life again. Let your divine purpose come alive in our life again. Let your divine plan come alive in our life again, O God. We praise you and we lift you up this morning. Father, there is none like you. Father, we are thankful this morning knowing the work for the good of those who love you. Father, you are the strength of our shield and you are the strength of our heart. And we trust you, O God. There is none like you, Father. Father, guide us and sustain us on this morning. Wash us, O Lord. Blot out our transgression. Cleanse us and create in us a clean heart. We're thankful this morning that we know that you are our God and we are your people. We thankful this morning for knowing that you will cleanse us, that you will purify us. We thankful this morning for knowing that you put your requirements, your word in our heart and bring it alive in our hearts. Father, bring it alive in our hearts, O God. Let us fulfill your requirements. Open our hearts. Do a new thing in us, O God. Wash us and cleanse us, O God, that we we would continue to serve you, that we would continue to lift you up, and that we would continue to trust you, to trust in your will, to trust in your word. God, you are love. Your requirements is pure. Your word is pure. Let us seek your word in prayer. Let us read your word, and that we get better provision of your requirements, not only for our lives, but the lives of others. Father, help us to be generous and to give to those that are in need. Father, you created the earth and replenished it, and we trust you. We glorify you, and we humble ourselves before you on this morning. Father, we embrace the joy of giving this morning. We embrace the joy of your requirements of us, love, mercy, and justice, oh God. We thank you and we lift you up, Father. Father, give us the strength and the compassion to serve others with love and kindness. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Let us be able to serve others like you serve us. Let us be an instrument to others as you have been to us, God. We lift you up and we praise you. Father, teach us to give, God. Teach us to give to others, God, as you require us. Teach us to love others as you require us. And teach us to be merciful as you require us, oh God. We lift you up and we praise you. Teach us how to encourage and strengthen them in their time of need as you strengthen us in our time of need. Teach us to how to love on others as you continue to love on us, and you've loved us through it all and allowed us to learn to trust in you, God. We have allowed us to learn to trust in your word, to learn to trust who you are in our life and what you've done in our life and all that you've brought us through in our life. Father, we pray this morning that you fill our hearts, God. Humble our hearts as you fill us, oh God, and allow us to abide by your requirements, oh God. Abide by your words and your desires that you have for our lives. We trust you this morning. We praise you and we lift you up and we give our hearts to you on this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Grace and peace, can you hear me? Grace and peace, can you hear me?
Okay, hold on. We hear you, but wait a second. Okay, let's see. Can you hear me now, Pastor Terry?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, y'all. I'm gonna bring up our own Pastor Terry Buckner, and he is going to give us what God has given him. Let's receive him.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're grateful to be here in the land of the living. Praying for all the saints, all the prayer warriors and prayer leads. In the mighty name of Jesus, good to hear from Sister Rachel this morning. And that God is still keeping her in his arms, and Sister Mildred also, Sister Keitha also. God is good and God is faithful. Thank God for my own bishop going over to speak at Dr. William Myers over at the conference over here at his anniversary. We're praying for him and praying for his congregation also. Praying for the woman who had the seizure, praying for her, and God keep her, and God keep his hand upon her. God keep her covered, her and her entire family, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying for, Sister Renee, her niece, her son was shot a couple of months ago. And we're praying that he would be fine and he would be steadily in recovery and that he would be healed up in the name of Jesus. Praying for all those who have lost loved ones recently and praying that God would give them comfort and God would give them strength and God would be with them in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue just to pray and lift these individuals up, and believe that God can and will do exactly what he said in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Looking for my prayer list. Here we go. Of course, we're praying for, praying for Sister Mercedes and Brenda and Minister DeAndre and Markia and Joseph and Rosie, Courtney family. We're keeping them in prayer and her and Mother and all those over in Africa, Pastor Pay and Pastor Woa, keeping them covered. All those that are on the list, keeping them covered, keeping them strengthened, and believing God for total healing upon their life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that God can do. He can do everything. He can do anything but fail. And he's a just and kind and merciful God. So we call out those names right now in the name of Jesus. Also, the mothers, we call upon their names, Ms. Mother Goodman and Mother Burgess and Mother Buchanan and Mother Clark, Errol Carson, Jamita Smith, Hattie Wynn, Mother Sumlin and Mother Rosemary Peterson and Sister Izzy, we just pray that God would be with them and strengthen them, because throughout the week they may be going facing some illness or some medical need or whatever the case may be. But God is with them and God will strengthen them and God will raise them up in due time. In the mighty name of Jesus. I've been in Psalm 23. I'm going to wrap it up. And the Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to wrap it up because there's just so much. I don't have the time. But my bishop, he preached on it again. And it was so good. And I got some more. Every time he give me something, I just jot it down. And I share it a little bit later. But I got some more stuff. And he was even talking about a king in a cave. Oh my God. And I just started chewing on that. But the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in straight paths, and for his name's sake, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we know that sheep are completely dependent upon a shepherd for everything. And when he does the leading, allow the shepherd to do the leading, things will go right in your life. He says something here. He says, he says so many things. He says, we know that when we shall not want, that we're in need of nothing, that we're content in everything that Christ does. He makes me to lie down in the green pasture. He does the leading. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go find peace and rest. But when I hold on to his hand, he does, and it leads me to the place of rest. Because at times I don't even know rest. I just want to go and go and go. And he calms me down. He calms me down. He calms down my spirit, man, and tells me it's time to rest, son. Just rest. No, nothing else but just rest. Lay down and just rest. And I'm grateful for that. And he makes me to lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. Sheep can't go across water that is raging, that is fast moving, fast paced. Water has to be still for the sheep to cross over. My God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for the body and all the co-laborers with us on this line, that he will lead you beside the still waters. He will lead you beside peace. He will send rest into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you that the Lord is my shepherd and we shall not want. I thank you, Lord, that you will lead us into all peace. You will lead us into all rest in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for America this morning, my God. I pray for all the wildfires, all the earthquakes, all the floods, all the killing, all the wars, all the jealousy, all the anger, all the racism. I pray across this land right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to be our shepherd, that you would do all the leading, do all the guiding, do all the protection, in the providing. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for being with us all through all every trial, every tribulation, every spot of danger, every affliction. My God, I pray, God, that you would still be with us and still lead us and still guide us in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we're kings in a cave. Hallelujah. But Lord, your hand is still upon us. There's still provision for the king in the cave. There's still guidance for the king in the cave. There's still rest and peace in the midst of the cave. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. There's still authority. My God, there's still power. Still leadership, good leadership, even in the cave. My God, even when in the cave, we're still going through trials and tribulations. But God, you're still the king, allowing us to be kings in caves. My God, and even when we're down a little, even when we don't have full strength, even when we're a little under the weather, we're still kings in a cave. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for that word right there, Lord. I thank you for all the word that we get on the daily basis. I thank you that like our sister said, we still have the full faith. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for stirring us up, Lord, another day. I thank you, Lord, that the Lord is my shepherd and we shall not want. I thank you for leading and guiding and protecting. hallelujah, providing, Lord. We thank you, and we're honored today, Lord. We're honored today to be in your presence once again. Lord, we thank you for your strength, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being with us, Lord. Thank you for encouraging us, Lord. Thank you for your words of encouragement on a daily basis. Let us keep on going forward in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for the amount of faith that you have given us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Pray for all the little ones right now, all the little children. Be safe in the name. Praying against all gun violence right now. It must stop in the name of Jesus. Praying against it right now in the name of Jesus. Praying that more love and peace be shed upon you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you've done. We appreciate you, and we love you, and the people be blessed. All the people be blessed. More blessings be upon them. We're pouring, asking God to pour out more of his grace, more of his goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you that his goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus, that he would anoint us. He would anoint us, keep the fresh anointing upon us. In the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. We say praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise your wonderful Savior that you are. Wonderful Savior that you are. Thank you for your answered prayer. Thank you that you give us our heart's desire. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord is our shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is our light. He's the one who's doing the guiding and directing. We appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen and amen. Thank you, people of God. Thank you. Keep praying for me, a little under the weather, but keep praying for me. I appreciate you, and I'm going to keep praying for you. And God is going to get the victory. We have already won. Actually, we've already won the fight, so we're just going to stand in the victory. The precious blood of Jesus. Oh, he's wonderful. And thank you all. Be blessed. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus, turn it back over to our host. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. We thank God for your prayers, for your encouragement, and we thank you for remembering to pray for those that are sick and afflicted. Hey, y'all, we done made it all the way through. I was intending on getting it at the halfway mark, but we're here, and those that remain, we're asking you that if you have a seed to sow this morning, if you want to bless the ministry, if you want God to open up doors and do things for you, let's sow this morning into God's kingdom. Let's sow. You can do it by way of Cash App this morning at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You could also text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. You could also go to the ekcministries.org. There you can leave your offering. You could leave a prayer request. You could also leave a 1 minute or less GPS. It could be video or audio. The GPS stands for Guiding People to Salvation. It's a testimony. You could also go on there and look back over for any prayers or messages the day, anything that you missed. You could always go back there and look at it. So there's a lot of things there, books, all kinds of things. So go to the ekcministries.org and play catch up and help support the ministry. Okay, our believers' declaration states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As I was saying before, we get that on a daily basis, couple times a day. So you can't say you're not getting a word unless it's just coming in and going out. We should be learning and moving forward, thank God, getting stronger in the Lord. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We already know about that. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. It's God's purpose that we're trying to fulfill, and we get stronger by the day. No more milk, but meat. The new declaration states large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and I will pay my tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. We thank God for Bishop and his word and what God has given him. On last night, the word Bishop had at 7 was, I'm drowning. But I want to take that just a little bit further and say, help, Lord. Oh, that's what bishops say, help, I'm drowning. Make it a little more personal and say, help, Lord, I'm drowning. Help me, Lord, I'm drowning. Thank you, Jesus. Because that message is, he was talking about Peter, how when Jesus was walking on the water, when Peter looked up and saw him, he told him he wanted to come, and the Lord told him to come on. He extended his arm to him, and Peter looked at Jesus and began to walk the water. But as soon as he took his eyes off and looked away, he started to drown. And I just wanted to encourage the people tonight that this morning, I'm sorry, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we won't drown. As long as we can say, help me, Lord, make it personal every day. Help me, Lord. Help me to keep my eyes on you, Jesus. Help me to keep my mind on you, Jesus, so he can fill it with those things that you need to have in it and not the things that shouldn't be there. Help me, Lord, to keep my heart right and with you, Jesus. The Lord is able to do all the things that we ask him to do. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus, to keep my words right, Lord, to think before I talk. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that message because, you know, the word tells us to remind each other daily. So you don't get tired or keep hearing the same things over and over. You know, some may get tired and say, well, you know, let me hear something different. No, the word is put there to be repeated daily, to be repeated by your brothers and your sisters to remind you what it says and what it do. Because sometimes we can get complacent, and sometimes we know we have read the word of God and we know the word of God, but you can know it and still certain things may slip your mind. You need reminding like right then. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Bishop, for that wonderful word, because we have to self-examine every day, and we have to let God know that we need him. Thank you, Lord. At this time, let us pray. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, with a gracious heart, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for grace and for mercy, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your love and for your favor, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Lord, and starting us on our way, Jesus. We cannot do anything without you, Lord. We need you, Father God, in every aspect of our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for making a way, Lord, out of no way. Yesterday is gone, Lord, and today is here, Lord. And we say thank you, Jesus, for your new mercies each and every day. Thank you, O God, for listening, Lord, to our cries, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, for your protection, Jesus, as we lay down and rest last night. How you kept the enemy back, Lord God, from destroying us, Jesus, from attacking us and taking us out, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because your blood covered us and we were able, Lord, to lay in peace, hallelujah, and wake up and see a brand new sunshine. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that's renewed each and every day. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, for just helping us, Lord, and pushing us gently, guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all of our loved ones that you have protected, Lord God. Now you kept, Lord God, the train, Lord, from running them over, the car, Lord, from running off the road, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because when they drove by, Lord, spraying bullets, Lord, we thank you that it missed us, Lord God, or our loved ones, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, how you protected us. When the doctor said we should have been gone, we praise God because it's you, oh God, hallelujah, that kept us. You, Lord, you confound, Lord, those that have so much knowledge that they think they know it all, Lord God, but you have the final say. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your presence, Jesus. Your overwhelming presence, hallelujah. We thank you for your strength, Lord God, that you have instilled within us, Lord. When we thought we had no more strength, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, you gave us strength to stand there for, oh God. We lift you up, Lord. We lift you up, praising your holy name, Lord God. We have a secret closet, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, and you meet us there, Lord. We say thank you, oh God. We lift you up, Jesus. Hallelujah, for you're worthy, oh God, of all of our praise. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, each and every day, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, the word is being fulfilled, Jesus, all over the world, Jesus. The signs of the times are everywhere, oh God. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We have no fear, Jesus. We know, Lord God, that if we, your people, hallelujah, which are called by your name, Lord, if we look to you, Lord, if we humble ourselves and pray, oh God, and seek your face and turn, Lord, we know, Jesus, that you hear our cries, oh God. You see our tears, oh God. You supply all of our needs, oh God. You shield us and encamp us with your angels from day to day. Wars and rumors of wars are everywhere. Earthquakes are in diverse places. Tsunamis, oh God. Oh God, things are happening each and every day, oh God. But we can say thank you, oh God, because we got you, Lord. We got your word, Jesus, and we praying each and every day, Lord God, that you help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. Keep our hearts open and ready, Lord God, but also help us to guard our heart, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guard our lips and our thoughts, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Encourage us to encourage others in your name, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We pray, Lord, for every individual across the world, Lord. No matter what race, color, or creed, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. They can be for us or against us, oh God. We pray for them, Lord. Hallelujah. That your name, Lord, your name is great and that it be established every corner of the earth, oh God, that it reach out, Lord, and touch those that are lost, oh God, those, Lord, that are sick and afflicted, those, Lord God, that are on their dying beds, oh God, those, oh God, that don't know you, Jesus, we pray that it reach them, Lord God, hallelujah, before you call them home, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We know nothing that is done on this earth, Lord, is done without you knowing it and without, Lord, your okay, Lord. We don't understand everything, Lord God, but you do. You have a plan and a purpose for all things, Jesus. But we say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for your prayers that you prayed that our faith, our heart fail not, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your encouragement, Lord. Thank you for your love, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but we know joy is coming in the morning, Lord. Help us, oh God, to keep oil in our lamps at all times, oh God, that we may be ready, Lord God, hallelujah, when you come. Let us not be afraid, Lord, to take a flight, Lord, hallelujah. Help us just to be prepared for it, Lord, because our flight may come in the summer, winter, spring, or the fall. It may come when things are good or when things are bad, Lord. It may come, Lord God. We may be in the middle of something. We don't know, Lord, but help us to be ready, Lord, with oil at all times. Help us, Jesus, to constantly, daily remind everyone, Lord, that you are soon to come and to live each day as if it's our last. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the people of God, Lord. Thank you for those on the prayer call, oh God. Thank you for every speaker, Lord God, every prayer lead, every host. Thank you, oh God, for making a way out of no way, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless us in our locations, oh God. Bless us to get out the word, oh God. Bless us, Jesus, to be an example everywhere we go, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to stand in the gap for all of our loved ones and people everywhere. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, God bless you. Be encouraged. And remember, you can get the word daily. When we leave from here, sign in, tune in to Bishop on the Daily Bread.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.